Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today, we will be discussing the humanitarian impacts of continuing conflict in the Papua provinces in Indonesia. Part 1. Overview. Between January to September 2024, several spikes in armed conflict in the six Papua provinces of Indonesia aggravated the humanitarian needs of communities, particularly IDPs, in this already marginalized region. Fighting primarily occurred between Indonesian security forces and the West Papua National Liberation Army. In May, the UN Human Rights Committee expressed concern regarding the impact of increasing violence on civilians, including displacement, death, and injury. Minimal humanitarian and media access severely limits available information on IDPs and their needs in Papua. Indonesia has denied UN agencies access to Papua since 2018. In September 2024, researchers estimated that the current conflict had brought the total number of IDPs in the region to nearly 80,000. The UN also estimates that between December 2018 and March 2022, increased violence in Papua displaced between 60,000 to 100,000 people. Information on the situation of IDPs following specific violent incidents in 2024 is also highly limited. Where no incident-specific information is available, this report draws on a study convened by the Bishops' Conference of Indonesia, the West Papua Council of Churches, and the Fellowship of Churches in Indonesia, which is based on July to August interviews with 70 indigenous Papuan IDPs. While this is a small sample size that provides indicative instead of representative results, it is the most comprehensive recent data available on IDP needs. Geographic scope and terminology: this report uses the term Papua to refer to the six Indonesian provinces that comprise the western half of Papua Island. Before June 2022, this territory was divided into two provinces, Papua and West Papua, until the Indonesian government divided Papua province into four provinces and split West Papua into two. While several sources cited throughout this report, including Human Rights Watch and Human Rights Monitor, refer to all six provinces as West Papua, this report uses Papua to avoid confusion between the western half of Papua Island and West Papua province. This report cites data on indicators including health, education, and employment from the Indonesian Government Statistics Agency, which disaggregates the former Papua and Papua Barat provinces, but does not include information on the new Papua provinces. Humanitarian access and information constraints. Indonesia's immigration legislation authorizes the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to restrict foreign nationals from accessing specific regions, including Papua, significantly restricting humanitarian and media access. A clearinghouse under the supervision of the ministry, which also involves 18 operational units from 12 different ministries, the National Police, the State Intelligence Agency, and Military Intelligence, is mandated to review access applications but typically rejects or neglects to process them. Indonesian security forces often deny subnational humanitarian responders, including the Red Cross and church workers, access to conflict-affected communities in Papua. In a small number of cases, local governments provide humanitarian support to IDPs. Indonesian journalists often refrain from discussing the situation in Papua in recognition of the significant risks associated with criticizing the authorities. Beginning in May 2024, there were reports of the government enforcing regular internet shutdowns during protests and security operations in the region. The duration and frequency of these shutdowns are unknown. Many indigenous Papuans live in remote, mountainous parts of the island that are not accessible by road, creating significant physical access constraints. Part 2: Background to the conflict and violence. Part 2: A. The Papuan Independence Movement. Following Indonesia's independence from the Netherlands in 1949, the Netherlands maintained control over Netherlands New Guinea. In 1961, the Dutch-supported Papuan Council announced that it was preparing Papua for independence as a self-governing territory, which would allow the Netherlands to maintain a degree of influence. This prompted Indonesia to launch a military incursion into Papua in 1962. The US subsequently brokered the New York Agreement between Indonesia and the Netherlands, which mandated a brief period of UN supervision in Papua followed by Indonesian control over preparations for a self-determination referendum. Indonesia, which performed security and other administrative functions in West Papua from 1963 onwards, began to arrest and exile pro-Papuan independence activists. In response, the Umbrella Free Papua movement was formed in 1965, with the TPNPB as its armed wing. In 1969, Indonesia presided over a referendum based on the votes of only around 1,000 Papuans, who were selected by Indonesian authorities. Pro-independence Papuans rejected the referendum result, which did not favor independence. The Papuan independence movement has continued since the referendum, primarily expressed through peaceful protest, which the Indonesian authorities have routinely met with arbitrary arrest, a disproportionate use of force, and other forms of violence and human rights abuse. These include violence against non-Papuan Indonesian supporters of independence, who have been particularly active in a Papuan Lives Matter movement since around 2013. Part 2, B, Armed Conflict until 2018. The TPNPB has pursued low-level armed conflict since around 1965. The TPNPB historically posed little threat to the Indonesian state because of its decentralized structure, which was prone to factional fighting. Its operations were primarily confined to low-level attacks on Indonesian security forces. Under President Sukarno's administration from 1967 to 1998, Indonesian security forces carried out several military campaigns targeting both the TPNPB and unarmed pro-independence Papuans. The total number of Papuan casualties during this period is unknown because of significant access restrictions. Military operations in the region have continued throughout the 21st century under various presidents. The military has been accused of extrajudicially killing and engaging in the enforced disappearance of indigenous Papuans throughout these campaigns, with only a few cases subject to investigation and accountability by 2024. Part 3, the drivers on increased conflict and violence discussed in this report include 1. Discriminatory social, political, and economic structures in Papua. 2. Changes in TPNPB aims and methods and 3. Increasing security force presence and use of violence. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.